This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. With more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
And now after the fumble by Herbert, 30-yard line, Boise is going to set up shop. Get to Jenty, Ashton Jenty, quick spree! Jenty! Goal! 70 yards!
Wow! Ashton Jenty. He's got breakaway speed to hit the home runs. Is he good on the small stuff? He's a great running back. He'll be the first running back taken, should he be considered at number 10 overall, Mark Grody.
Now I think, yeah, I think you can consider him at number 10 because of what you have done already with this team, getting the three offensive linemen, getting the two defensive linemen that you got, getting the two receivers that you have. You can start to think about things like drafting a running back at number 10. Here's what I've been saying, and I'm sticking to it for now, and the whole thing is fluid. I would not draft a running back, nor would I draft Ashton Jenty at number 10, but if the Bears were to do that, I wouldn't be mad. Do you understand what
I
I'm saying?
That.
Like
I would
I would allow that to play out.
I respect that. You know, it's not that I would be mad, and obviously in modern day sports conversation, it's supposed to be binary like that. I don't want them to do it. I don't want them to do it, but it's not like I'll be angry if they do in a similar way that you're talking about. But I really don't want them to do it because I believe that the difference between Jenty and the third or fifth best running back in this draft is not vast enough. I think he's not Saquon Barkley. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So that's the thing. But I need to know more. And you talked to somebody last night who can tell us more, right? Well, I want to hear this. Set this up for me.
Yeah. Actually, I had on the show that I do called On the Clock. We do it once a week before the draft, which is in April. So each week we break it down with somebody relative to the draft. In this case, I spoke with Boise State play-by-play man Bob Beeler about Ashton Jenty, and I asked him that question. Sell me on this guy. What makes Ashton Jenty so good?
He's tough to bring down. Great balance. Great acceleration. Hits holes. Tough. I mean, I learned very quickly that you better not give up on a play because he's going to be finding a way to leak out the backside if you don't wrap things up. So, strong. He had a really good year as a sophomore and then had an even better year as a junior. Again, he's only played in college for 3 years. He's coming out a year early. So, and somebody that I think you'd like in your locker room as well. So, I think he checks all the boxes for a running back. And if you guys are fortunate enough to get him, as I say, I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Let me ask you this about Jenty. Like, what's the, because you went through a lot of the things that he does well. Obviously, he's hard to take down, and maybe that's the answer. But what's the biggest thing about Jenty if people don't know about him? Is it the speed? Is it the power? Like, if there's one trait about him that makes him the running back that he is, what is it in the case of Ashton Jenty?
I would think maybe it's his ability to make people miss him or he'll run through them. I think it's the ability to get some long runs. I mean, he had 10 50-plus touchdown runs on the season, 8 that went for more than 60 yards. I mean, obviously some of the ones over 50 were also over 60, and then he had 5 of them that went for more than 70 yards. He probably don't have the breakaway stuff against the NFL people as much as you would with some of these college teams, but I don't know. It just seems like when he puts his mind to something, he's going to do it. I remember last year at Media Day, he was talking about 2,000 yards. And the year before, he was under 2,000 yards, all purpose. He had about, 1,500 rushing and about 500 receiving.
Yeah.
And so I say to him, as he's talking about 2,000 yards, I said, "You're talking all purpose?" And he shook me off and he says, "No, I'm talking rushing." And I'll tell you, that day I thought, wow, that's a pretty big goal if you think you're going to rush for 2,000 yards. I mean, the number of people who have done that over the years is 2,000. In a college season that, Boise State played 14 games, but sometimes you might only get 12.
2,601 yards rushing last year for Ashton Gentry. 29 touchdowns, averaged 7 yards per carry. I mean, you can't not be sold on the guy. And again, that was Bob Beeler from Boise State. It's just a matter of whether or not you would want to use that player, which could be looked at as a luxury at that point, or do we go back to the magic of the Lions when they were building what has been built, and they did it and pulled the surprise party and got Jahmyr Gibbs on the head coaches, on Ben Johnson's watch?
I see way too many bad tacklers trying to bring down Ashton Gentry when I look at his tape. I see way too many inferior college football players.
Guys that will not be in the NFL.
Correct. And it's hard to say in a town where the greatest running back of all time came from a small school right to Chicago and dominated and made it to the Hall of Fame and had the NFL record for an awful long time. It's hard to say that, but the truth is that I need a higher level of competition these days to see a running back dominate, especially with the way that we know running backs can be somewhat interchangeable. I'm not saying Ashton Gentry is exactly the same as the guy that I really like in round 2 or 3, and that's Quinshon Judkins of Ohio State. I love that guy. Shane Reardon loves Caleb Johnson from Iowa.
Yep.
I just think that those guys played against better competition, and they're not so much worse than Ashton Gentry that it's worth taking Gentry at 10.
Cam Scataboo out of Arizona State.
Uh-huh.
Travion Henderson out of Ohio State, probably the fastest of the bunch.
We have time to discuss it, and we will, but I'm glad to hear that, and I might be wrong, but I'll stand by it and say that I'm a no on Ashton Gentry at 10. Let's talk to our friend Dave Wanstead next on 670 The Score, and if you missed our reaction and conversation about the Dan Bernstein news, you'll find it at 525. Keep listening. Thank you.